on top. Okay.
Yeah, that's perfect. Like that angle right there.
I'm chilling like a villain.
Yo, yeah. Zeus, what are you thankful for?
That's how you're gonna start the episode?
Yeah.
That's not a bad vibe. That's not a bad vibe.
Sorry.
What are you thankful for?
I'm actually thankful of like, me being in this position of like, as DJ Zeus, mm-hmm. even though like. Yeah, that's what, like, say, like, I go to FSU, like, just, right, I see, like, a college student, and they're like, oh, you're Zeus. Yeah. Me, personally, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's my DJ name. That's my stage name.
But so that's it's you.
Huh?
That's you.
Yeah. So that's, I think I'm pretty grateful now, like, oh, not now, but I'm pretty grateful that, like, and thankful that, you know, people are more recognized, people can recognize me as my, like, my artist name, as my stage name. It's not quite often that I get Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's really not that quite often. No. If I hear that, it's like, what the fuck? Like, like it really is. Like,
which is crazy because that's your name.
Yeah, it really is my name. So it's like, I'm so used to Zeus. So it's like, I can't imagine someone would be like, yo, what's up, Jesus? I'm like, what the fuck? We definitely went to high school together. Like, we definitely went to high school. But other than that, I'm pretty thankful to be, you know, in this position. And also, family, you guys, friends, my girl, you know. I'm pretty thankful. You know, I'm alive. Yeah. You guys? Or you, Lindo?
Essentially what he said, being alive, friends and family, you guys, the pod.
Yes.
Yeah. Pods changed my life expeditiously.
Monster!
pods changed my life for sure. You know, and again, thankful for you guys for sure too. It's been a weird year for me, so you know, you guys been in my corner, so definitely thankful for you guys.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. Yeah. It's actually pretty crazy because like, dude, it's usually just me and David. So like, to have you in our like circle is kind of crazy because it's like it's kind of new to us. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you wasn't really like with us. Like,
yeah, so like me and Zeus, like we've always kept as like our own circle, and then it just kind of fit. You just kind of fit.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is surprising.
Yeah. Not in the bad way. It's just like
in the best way.
Like, in the best way possible. Cause like we could just be. We could still be ourselves.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So it's like, pretty cool.
And I'm glad y'all get to be yourselves, bro. Yeah. Cause first time hanging out with you, I was like, I don't like this man. He's cool. He's decent. I can't lie. Then David got in the mix, and I seen both y'all hang out like in front of each other, and I was like, "Yeah, I like these guys. They're solid." And I was like, "You know what? This is a bond right here. I'm looking for."
It was meant to be.
No cap. Yeah, honestly, it really was kind of meant to be.
No cap. Like I could literally be myself around you guys. Like how you guys were saying, y'all could be yourselves, and around me, I feel the same way. Most of the time, I'm out. I'm not saying I'm like masking myself in, but like, you know, gotta keep it P.
Yeah.
But with y'all, I'll be like
Big P.
These the guys. Like, you know what I'm saying? So thankful for y'all for real. What about you?
I'm bro, thankful for you guys. Thankful for the podcast. Thankful for me finally stepping up on my dreams and like evolving as a person. I feel like out of everyone, Zeus has seen me as a person.
Oh, 100
go from 0 to 100.
Yeah, he's correct.
And this year alone, and I'm very thankful for the transformation I made as a person, and just like everything that surrounds it, like the people I surround myself with. I'm very thankful for just everyone that contributes to my life. Like I feel like this has been the best year of my life.
True,
no doubt. And, you know, it only just started with my graphic design.
Oh, yeah. Angle, bro. His graphic design lately has been, like, top tier. Like, I'm not going to cap. Like, I remember when he started and he would be like, yo, Zeus, like, he would ask me, like, for, like, not necessarily pointers, but, like, advice of, like, how to get his own gigs and stuff like that. I'm like, bro, I honestly don't know how to do that, but I can give you, like, the right. Like I can guide you the right direction. I can, like, if someone asked me, like, yo, like, you know, anyone that can make a flyer, I know a guy, like, you know, and my roommate does flyers, and like I make him do my flyers. So like when people ask me, like, yo, who does your flyers, I send them his info. And then it moves on from there. And I'm glad that, like, you don't necessarily, like, when an opportunity is given, you don't like, how would I say this? You know when someone gives an opportunity to someone and they don't necessarily keep going? Mm-hmm. You, on the other hand, you keep going. Like, you're like, okay, I'm glad I got this gig. Now, time to look for another one. It's like you're always making sure you're on the next step. So it's
I'm always on that money mentality.
So that's dope. So that's pretty dope of you. I'm actually pretty glad because I'm not always like trying to guide you.
And I feel like now to the point, we're not like the same level, but like we're close. And I've started like
a year ago.
I the same level as in like where we're at in the industry.
Yeah, which like,
is good.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if someone, like, if, like, just, like, a normal person just walks, you know, near us, right? Just all three of us. Of course, now they're like, oh, you guys are the Code Pod, right?
Yeah.
It, like, for me, it's like...
Literally when we first started the podcast.
Right, right. Like, so
it's Zeus and friends.
Yeah, right. yeah. No, literally. He cooked, bro.
So, like, yeah, like, for me to have, like, oh, that's Zeus, it's like... It's like 4 to 5 years.
Yeah.
For you guys, it's like less than half a year.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not saying, like,
not gonna lie,
you guys gave us
that step stool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We took that step stool and then turned it into a ladder.
But that's what you wanted from us, though.
Yeah. I wanted to guide you guys. Yeah. I want to make sure you guys eat.
Now even Lindo's getting recognized.
Yeah, that's dude, really good.
I'd be scared sometimes. I ain't gonna lie. Like, they'd be like, oh my God, you're from the. I'd be like, oh. Yeah.
I think the mic's in your face again.
Oh my God. But they be like, you're from the Cook Podcast with I'm like, am I in trouble? Like, you know what I'm saying? But and I'm processing it and I'm like, okay, they know me from the pod. Mm-hmm. But I mean, even aside from that, I've only known David June, May when we really started like locking in.
May.
Maybe when I met David, like David still people still obviously knew David and he was like chill, calm, cool, collective.
Chill
but
guy.
Like now,
he's a chill guy.
Yeah, chill guy, hands in his pocket. Chill guy. Now it's like David, Cook Pocket. I'm like, yeah, aura. Wait, 1,000.
Sorry. So like, do they call you like David or Dibble?
It's a mixture of both.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Honestly, I try to sway towards Dibble just because that's
my persona. I think
people call me Dibble. Mm-hmm. People call me David. It just depends.
That's good. I mean, like I told you know Don B. Benito, his name is Jonathan. Right.
Yeah.
But his nickname is actually Benito.
Yeah, I've never called him Jonathan
in my life.
Right. Okay. But that's what he doesn't like to be called Jonathan. Yeah. He likes to be called Benito. But the thing is, whenever he meets new people, I tell him like, "Yo, don't. Of course, your name is Benito, but like, tell him you're Don B."
Yeah, facts.
Because whenever they see you again, they're like, "Oh shit, that's Don B."
Facts. Yeah,
so man. It's like that's why I always try to like guide that direction towards you guys. So like, in case you meet someone, they're like, you're like, "Oh, what's up?" And she or he's like, "Oh, what's up? What's your name?" You're like, "Oh, my name is Lindo Next Door." Always, they're gonna be interested in why your name is that. It's either you're an artist, you're like, I don't know.
First impression.
you're interviewing.
I'm not going to lie. I used to hate that method because when Zeus first told me, I was like, bro, like, what if I just wanted to tell him my name?
You can, but like, you're not going to get like, it's like me saying like, yo, my name is Jesus.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. There's a delay in aura.
You see what I'm saying? And now they're like, Jesus is a DJ?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no, like, I think it's best if I tell everybody my artist name because they're going to be like, oh shit, like, I know Zeus. I met him. And like, I'm like the celebrity, but even though I'm just a normal cool guy, like chill guy.
Yeah. Nah, pots now when they say like Lindo Next Door out loud when I'm like walking by, I'll like turn around like, how did you know that that's my label on Instagram? But I'm like, they're like, oh, I watched the pod. I'm like, how does Zeus do this every day?
Yeah. I mean, I'm honestly still in the beginning, like I'm like of like people calling me that, people calling me Zeus of like as a you know, local celebrity. But like if I'm like in Detroit or like if I'm in New York or like somewhere else, nobody's gonna know me. But you know, here everybody knows me. So it's like, yeah. Fire. But welcome to the official Cook. Welcome to the official Cook podcast with your host DJ Zeus. I got my boys over here,
Little Next Door
and Dibble. We're on episode 10.
I thought it was nine. It's nine.
No, wait. Nine dropped today. We're on ten.
We are on okay, facts. 10. I'm sorry. I'm the idiot. I'm sorry.
You had me thinking for a minute. We're on episode 10 right now. 10 whole episodes of the Cook Podcast. Wow. All
right. Before we even proceed, I got to do it. Bro, we on 10. Double digits is crazy. Yeah. Y'all remember when it was just an idea at DP Doe's?
Yeah.
On episode 10. That's fire.
Yeah, bro. I can't imagine if we're on episode 100.
I'm going to cry on here. Yeah, and y'all better be down. I'm being snot running down my nose. We did it.
I might cry on here, bro. Like it's facts. It's almost Thanksgiving. Yeah. Episode 10.
Facts.
It's the holidays. Almost the end of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a year.
Like, what a year. I feel, bro, this podcast has been in our brains. For maybe a little under a year.
Yeah, it has been honestly,
and I'm glad that we're in the state again. You know, like I'm glad we can be more consistent. I'm glad we're like this consistent.
Facts.
Even though we could be a lot more better, but
1% a day, 1%
1% of the day. Mm-hmm. Just like DJ Khaled said, just always tomorrow.
Oh facts.
Dude, that shit hit me hard.
God did.
We were watching like. What is it called?
Oh, Rhythm and Flow, season 2.
Yeah. And DJ Khaled was one of the hosts, and bro, I swear that man does the most, bro. He does the most, but the least.
Oh what?
Yeah. God did.
No. Bring out the lobster.
Hey, out of like, bring out what is DJ's like actual like? Is he just strictly a producer?
We don't know.
Okay, so originally he's a DJ. He actually is a really good DJ.
DJ
really?
Khaled.
Like, he's actually a really good... Like, he can actually scratch. Like, it's crazy. Like, he can actually break records and shit.
Okay.
But, you know, now, you know, today's day, he's more of a producer.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a more of a more trusted producer.
Yeah. Did you know he did a EDC Las Vegas set in, like, 2015?
People say that's like...
Boot off crowd?
Yeah.
he got boot off stage.
So, I mean, that defeats my question I was building up. Y'all think he's top 10 in producer?
I think he's like
all top. Time?
I feel like he has like a top 10 vision. Like he
top 10 vision. I'm not going to say top 10 producer because my top 10 producer, like top three, I'm sorry. First one, Metro.
Mm.
Third one is Tiny. For people that doesn't know, Tiny is a reggaeton producer.
I agree.
And then it's Skrillex.
Bangarang.
Yeah. And like why I want an EDM DJ to be third. I would love to put him on second, but honestly, I would fuck that. I'll put him on second.
Type
I'll
shit.
Put him on second, and then Tiny's third.
Bro, that man's goated.
Man's goated. 100%.
He's still top three.
He made a lot of classical bangers for like the Latin world. But why I put Skrillex on second is because he can be multi-genre. You know, if you put this man to do like an Afro track, he'll do it. If you put this man to do a reggaeton track, he'll do it. Of course, he'll have some help, but with his own twist of like making the track, it's always A1. You feel me?
So Skrillex is strictly, but technically you would say, well, he can't say he's all format. You can't say Skrillex is all format.
No, he's not all format. Yeah. I'm just saying that he can be really good as a producer. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like he could take about just about anything.
And why Metro's on top is because like
it's Metro.
Like I mean, like I feel like he can understand the project. Like he can understand what to do.
So you trust that he'll get the job done.
Correct. Yeah.
Well, if you don't, he'll shoot you. You don't get the
cash. I get it. All right.
The corniness is out the body. All right, but that's funny that you say that. If you had to let go of one DJ like right now, Metro or Tiny, which would it be? You can't listen to them ever again.
They're not. Well, I mean, Metro's now. It's weird.
You can't listen to either or ever again.
Are you saying like producer or DJ? Because that's different. Producer.
Producer.
If I had to choose out of the three,
no two.
Two. Like either Skrillex or Metro?
Yeah, you can't listen to either or again, whichever one you don't pick.
Metro.
You'll get rid of him?
Yeah, I get rid of Metro.
I know.
We're talking about Metro?
I know, hot take, but like, bro, Skrillex, he's another level, bro. And Tiny, like.
You had Metro as number one.
I'm going to miss a lot of Metro tracks, of course.
The Deception.
But, like, if I but the thing is, Skrillex has always been there for me.
Hey, Zeus, name one Metro track.
Metro track right now is Self Love.
Self Love. Name us a Skrillex.
You know, name three of Skrillex?
No, three of Metro.
Metro? You got, like that. You got, what's it called? Dude, fuck. Why you guys put me in this position?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely Skrillex because he's stumbling. Yeah. If I ask him three Skrillex songs right now, he's going to name three Skrillex songs. Name three Skrillex songs right now.
Oh, my God. Bro, it's because the thing is, I'm still on the Spider-Verse, album. That's why. Okay. I'm thinking about that right now.
Facts.
But how do we get from DJ Khaled to this?
I mean, it was already there, and I was like, nah, man, forget DJ Khaled. That, you said Metro Boomin and Skrillex.
Okay, let's stop talking about DJ. It's Thanksgiving, bro.
Facts.
Okay, all right, it's the holidays.
That was so on topic.
This is supposed to be a Thanksgiving special. I didn't mention that, but it's a Thanksgiving special.
All right, let's talk about beating the turkey. Let's get into that.
Okay,
what? We're not going to talk about beating the turkey?
All right, proceed, bro. All right, just proceed. Proceed.
First, what are you guys going to do for Thanksgiving?
That's a good question. I'm coming back from
I can't say beat the turkey no more. No,
I'm coming back from Orlando. Orlando? So, yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be with family. So, yeah. I was going to ask you, Lindo, what were you going to do specifically? Because I didn't want you to be home. So, I wanted to ask you if you wanted to, eat with us.
Y'all going to be with y'all fams, though.
Yeah, but, I don't want you to eat by yourself.
What am I
Unless you're eating with your girl, that's something different.
Hey, oof.
Then I understand.
We're federal.
Yeah, but,
you could either...
You're able to choose. I'm just
saying. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
I was gonna ask you after the pod, but since we're doing it,
we're already on here. You're right. That's respectable.
Fuck it.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm a dibble and dabble. I'll show love.
Okay.
If you're showing love, I'm gonna show up, and then I'm gonna also spend time with. I'm not gonna say names. That's federal. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna spend time with the lady.
Back on to the.
What about you?
You said you were going to Orlando.
Uh huh.
I'm
coming back from a huge gig. Celine. You know, Celine. Big shout out to Orlando House Party, bro. Honestly, I'm pretty excited to play for them, bro. I saw the time slots.
Yeah, you have two.
No. So reason why they have two, dude. I don't want to sound incorrect. So I don't know if you noticed the times, the time of the event is 9 p.m. right?
Yeah.
So, he doesn't necessarily he likes to make sure everyone gets peak. So that's why he has me opening and then also close.
That's respectable.
If he has you open, it's but he has you at 12:45 or something.
Right.
That's a good time.
Yeah. I'm closing the night off.
Yeah. Which will be perfect.
It's tomorrow. How are you feeling? You feeling pumped?
Oh, yeah, it's tomorrow.
I feel really pumped, but I just, fuck it. When I'm on the pod, I try not to think about it.
Oh, because, okay.
You don't understand. I was in my room 7 to 8 hours just making a whole hour and 15 minutes.
I believe you, bro.
We can hear it.
We can hear it. I mean, when I tell y'all this man been cooking in there, man, Thanksgiving is in Zeus's room. Yeah. Really. He's the one cooking.
So I'm actually thinking about uploading it on YouTube, the full set, if I can.
You should do the DMB set. Loki, but ooh. I'm not it's whatever.
He's not lying. Man. Shit.
But I said, the thing is, if I record the whole thing, the Insta 360 is not gonna allow me because it only allows 30 minutes.
Did you know you have 30 minutes?
But if I record the whole set, in the middle of the 30 minutes, it will cut off for a split second and then it'll come back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you'll still see the whole thing, but in the middle of the mix,
we'll notice the reset.
Yeah, you're gonna notice the reset. All right. So I'm gonna try to see if I can post it online, because I would really want everyone, especially people in Tally, like you guys specifically, like my friends, I would love for you guys to witness it.
Facts.
So I'm gonna try to see if I can like have the audience and my set recorded at the same time, so you get the more of a live experience. So planning on that.
Then hopefully, yeah, that sounds fire. Okay, I heard. I'm not even gonna say that's federal. Y'all just need to listen to it or go see, because let me tell you something. Super hot fire. It's top five.
What are you talking about?
Like, the set he's playing set tomorrow, bro.
Yeah.
Super
hot fire. I didn't want to go on there and say I heard it, because that's like, you know what I'm saying?
You didn't necessarily hear it, but like you heard like something.
I didn't see the meal, but I seen the preheat. Trust. I seen the preheat.
We were watching Cobra Kai when that shit.
Yo. Big shout out to Cobra Kai Netflix. Y'all go watch that. Boy, me and David, we're hooked.
Oh my God.
Oof.
That shit is way too good, bro.
Y'all think Cobra Kai is better than actual like Karate Kid, the series, like all the movies?
I've actually never seen Cobra Kai. I've seen Karate Kid, like the OG and the new one, but I've not watched Cobra Kai, bro.
What did he say? Okay.
Bro, I'm so busy like trying to
facts.
Like learn, produce, DJing.
We gotta catch Zeus on the day.
I've been with my girl, bro. Like it's really. I think to really do that, I have to do it like every like on a Sunday.
Oh yeah, we gotta catch Zeus on a Sunday.
You gotta
and get him to binge a season per time, and then bro, trust you would like it. I feel like you would like to.
I know. I feel like I would. I mean, like Karate Kid was pretty dope.
So yeah, me and David were glued.
Yeah,
and the ending. Oh my God, we can't say the ending because we're gonna ruin it for everybody. But the ending's wild.
Bro, that shit had my jaw like on the floor.
Literally, like, bro.
Oh shit, ain't no way. And they said that was gonna be the last season. I'm like,
crazy.
Yeah, but what's y'all's like favorite meal like for like Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Favorite meal.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Cause typically I'll put everything on my plate.
Come on.
Like everything.
He's
like,
cooking.
I'll fill that plate up. So I just have like, bro, I'm not gonna lie, they got some mac and cheese, like some homemade mac and cheese.
What?
That shit.
He knows some.
Some good cornbread, maybe some turkey, like a good turkey.
That's crazy because we don't really necessarily eat turkey.
On Thanksgiving.
Who's we?
The holiday of the turkey.
My family, I'm sorry. Okay. Like my family, my family doesn't necessarily eat turkey on Thanksgiving.
On the holiday of the turkey.
Like we just eat like ham and like tortillas and like steak and like salchichas, which is like sausages, like Mexican shit, you know. So
out of all Thanksgiving like dishes, what's your favorite meat?
I feel like this would be. I feel like this will be very interesting. All right, hear me out. This will be very interesting because we have a Hispanic, a black person. And a white guy.
A black person. That's crazy.
A white guy. We all have like different things that we do for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, facts.
Like, bro, white people on Thanksgiving, why the fuck do they eat Thanksgiving dinner at 2 p.m.?
2
p.m., 3 p.m. Yes, bro.
I just do it at night. That's crazy.
Y'all eat at night?
Yeah, we eat at night.
Bumba club. Wait.
What about you?
Wait. You eat at 2 p.m. and you eat at night.
Yeah, like I eat like at 5, 6, maybe like 9
latest. I swear to God, they try to go as early as possible. They're like,
we eat whenever the food done.
When's the food done?
It could vary. I mean, I know one Thanksgiving we was eating at 12. Another Thanksgiving we eating at 8 p.m. It really vary. I ain't gonna lie.
I mean, maybe because you guys like are waiting for Black Friday, right?
Sometimes it is like that. Sometimes we want to eat and then merge into Black Friday. It really do depends. He's not lying. Like that ass.
Yeah,
true.
But I mean,
it kind of goes like it's you eat and then you watch football.
That's Sunday. He's not
we
lying.
Don't do that
that
we
Thursday
don't do that
night football gonna do it every time, bro.
Yeah, we don't.
That's what it is. It's like you eat, watch, like you're in a food coma, you watch football, and then it's usually a bowl game or something.
Yeah.
Know? And then you wake up the next morning and then everybody goes shopping. But I feel like now it's just like evolved to like people don't even go shopping anymore. It's just like online shit.
Oh, man. No, I'm not even gonna lie. I gave up on Black Friday like 2-3 years ago. I started like making my own banned list at Thanksgiving. Like, what are the worst meals possible? regardless of whose house I'm at. Mm-hmm. If y'all had to pick a meal, regardless of what household you went to right now at this given moment, what is a meal you're avoiding at all costs at Thanksgiving? A popular one.
Cranberry sauce.
I beg your pardon? Wait, what?
Collard greens.
Collard greens.
Oh.
Yeah.
Collard greens.
But we don't necessarily eat collard greens, but like that's like that just
I don't like the taste of it?
I mean, I don't like looking at it.
It do look crazy. If I'm gonna be honest, it looks like a zombie like melted into a bunch of bits. Like
for me, I don't like looking at it, bro. Cranberry sauce.
Oh.
That doesn't sound that bad though.
Yeah, it's not that bad, but I'm just not a big cranberry person. Or Brussels sprouts, but like I would.
Yeah, we don't eat that.
Okay. Betrayal.
Okay, like if they were cooked the right way, but like I grew up with white people and they don't know how to do that. So
damn, like, I bet your mom looking at this pie like, David, you say we don't know how to cook?
How could you? The deception.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Brussels sprouts. I can respect Brussels sprouts.
Cranberry sauce, just because I've never been like a big.
Okay. Cranberry sauce. How do y'all feel about beets?
Beets?
What?
The little purple.
Yeah.
Circular thing.
Not gonna lie, they're very good for you.
They are 100%. But like, it don't taste good to me.
It doesn't taste good.
I hate it. Beets. Yeah. Beets. If you look at it right now, I can assure you, you go to any household that does like the regular Thanksgiving meals, beets is in the mix. Mm-hmm. They might not be getting touched, but they're in the mix, bro.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I for some reason, I had this in my head, but I wasn't so sure.
Bro, trust me.
Not eating it.
Beets is getting beat it on some Michael Jackson shit. I'm not touching them beets. I'm being respectful about it, but no, Sirski. Can't do it. I tried one year, and I was like, you know what? Like, because I originally tried it when I was a kid, and I hated it, and I was like, dude, I'm grown now. Like, I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna give it one more shot.
We didn't necessarily have it like in the table. Like I said, like we just had like Latin food. So like mm-hmm. like us Mexicans, we like carne asada. So it's like we just eat like steak and like salchichas and like like some veggies, guacamole.
Y'all gonna have that this year?
I think so. Like yeah.
Of course. Last year I went to your house for Thanksgiving, but that was my third stop of the night. Was his house because we went in.
It's gonna be my first. The way he's describing that table.
We went. We went, little brain fart. We went at a normal time to eat dinner because the other two houses that I went to, like my dad's and my mom's, they had dinner at like noon and 3 p.m. And like I had to ration my meals. I was like, all right, like I can't eat this much this first house because I still got to go to my dad's house. Because if I don't eat anything at my dad's house, he's like, you don't want to eat any of my food? Is it that bad? Blah, blah, blah. So I had to like ration out my
Your
meals.
Dad does sound like that. Yeah. I've met his dad. Yeah, he does sound like that.
Hey, man.
He has such a great smile, though. I'm not going to. Yeah. He'd be like.
$1 million smile.
Yeah, definitely $1 million smile for sure. Yeah.
When I'm, you know, house hopping on Thanksgiving, I do the 2-plate method. First plate is just enough to make it to the next house without being full. The second plate is the actual plate you would have eaten if that's the only house you're stopping to that day. So let's say if you only go to one house that day, you fill the plate up. You're going to eat good. That's the plate that you wrap in tinfoil. Mm-hmm. Put that to the side. Then you take like one or two sides, put on the plate, sit and conversate with people, and you talk, and then you leave to the next house. That way you're still like not full, but you got a whole, you know what I'm saying? Yep. And if they say you're not going to eat, like, I'm going to eat, champ. It's on this plate, though. It's on the big one.
I'm writing down the Lindo method.
Yeah, the Lindo method gets a job.
You was speaking this Lindo method. I'm looking straight over here. Bro, why do you have G Fuel and Angry Orchard at the same time?
All right, bro.
I was looking at that. I was like, yo, I wanted to. I don't know why that.
This is like the most legal way of a perk, right? That's the most legal perk possible.
Because this shit has 300 milligrams of caffeine in it. And this shit's good as fuck.
You gotta be schmizzed and awake at the same time. I respect that. That's against the job.
I've been up since 5 a.m., bro. I need.
I understand. I was so deep into your lore, bro. And then I see like the G Fuel and the Angry Orchard, bro. I was like, what the f-? But it's cool.
Madness and badness. Yeah. Combination.
Yeah. I mean, I can't say. I'm drinking a Celsius.
I'm drinking an Arizona watermelon flavor.
But, like, I mean, I took like,
normal.
I can't beat the allegations anymore.
I took, like, four shots coming in here.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I'm pretty, yeah.
Stop lying.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, you was drinking before we gave you the shot?
No, after.
Oh.
Yeah, after
I'm
that,
like four shots in myself.
Yeah, like because you guys poured in like a shot, but that's two shots. That's right. Definitely two shots.
I have another Thanksgiving related question for you guys. All right, so would you rather cook the whole Thanksgiving meal, or would you rather clean it all up?
Cook.
Cook. Well, yeah, I knew that.
This goddamn food whore is obviously gonna pick cook, bro. He said, "Say less." I could do that.
Yeah. I'm gonna do that.
Okay. I mean, do I have a time frame of where I have to eat it all up? Pause.
Eat it all up? I said cook.
Okay, and what clean. About oh clean
yeah,
it?
Cook or clean. Yeah, basically.
Just I'm cook not clean. Going yeah, you bro. I get off on cleaning dishes though. Pause.
That's weird.
It's therapeutic.
Yeah, true.
You don't think it's therapeutic? You got honestly, a nice track playing in the background?
Nothing's as good as a big-ass sink. Like
soaked like dishes that are properly soaked and yeah. in a good track playing like in the back. Good,
yeah.
It's therapeutic.
If you got, like, a good, like, setup, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's therapeutic.
Like, I'm bro, still going to cook, bro.
Yeah, this food whore is going to cook. He doesn't care, bro.
I just love cooking.
No, by the time you give him the like, while you were asking the question, he's already imagining what apron he's putting on his body.
I only made that question because I was watching who's my twin, bro. I forgot what his name is.
Rex Orange County.
No.
No, sorry, my bad.
The cook guy.
Oh, Joshua Winsman.
Yeah, Josh.
Yeah.
I was watching his video.
Hey, really good chef.
Yes. Big I was watching out. His yeah. video and he made like a whole Thanksgiving feast and I was like, man. Like, I just made up the question while I was watching the video.
Okay.
Man, that dude's like video, his Thanksgiving video, it's crazy, bro.
Do you have any more questions?
Yeah, I do. They're in my notes though. Hold on.
Do y'all do the infamous smoke sesh mid like right before the Thanksgiving meal? Do y'all do that? I know my cousins, they swear they're so nonchalant and discreet with it, and it's never like we're just sitting here talking. I'm like, we're gonna go to the store.
I've only did that with my sister last year, but other than that, before that, I think I've only done it like twice.
Does the meal hit better?
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
I feel like
I forgot you don't smoke. So yeah.
I've done that like once, and it was at my. Do you remember when I lived on like Hemlock Street, the big
ass?
Bro, I used to live on this house on Hemlock Street. It was like. Bro, I need to drive by there with you one time because it was like a GTA mansion. Like,
yeah, bro. And his room was like unbelievably, so like unbelievable. Like I didn't think it was his room. Like it was huge. It's like the size of the studio.
Yeah, basically. But the thing was, it was like a garage at first, and then it got turned into a room, so it wasn't properly insulated. So like it was hot as fuck all the time, or like. The temperature would just be all over the place. Like, if it was super cold outside, it'd be super cold in the room. Like, it wasn't meant to be a room in the first place. But it was really dope. The house was really dope. We had a pool. Like, it was right next to Cascade. Like, it was cool.
Remind me
in the future. It's like, yo, David, take me by your old crib. Like, we'll do it one time. But that's besides the point. There was one time. Where it was Thanksgiving, I was at my dad's house, and like we went out for like a smoke sesh. And do you remember Chris?
Yeah, I remember Chris, your cousin. Yeah. God, anyways, so what was the questions you have?
Shit, goddamn. Zeus mean business.
End of conversation.
Yeah, I don't want to get into that. I'm gonna
Oh, God.
It gets bummed.
All right, no. As soon as I put, like, Chris and, like,
Zeus was like, get that shit out of
cut
there.
The combo. Shit.
DJ, cut the beat.
Okay, what's, like, your, like, dream rotation? Like, if you were to have anyone at a Thanksgiving table, who would it be? Like, name, like.
Like celebrities.
Like influencers. Tyler, Brent, y'all too, because y'all celebrities to me. Fuck it. Goated shit. Yeah, Brent, Tyler, y'all too. I'm going to keep it a bean, Drewski.
I can't imagine having Drewski in the table.
Yeah, Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart's got to be there. All right, don't shun me for this. Jack Harlow, he's a funny guy.
Oh yeah, 100%.
He's got a 100%. Fucking character on him. And then, I mean, I guess we need some sweet stuff at the table. Let me get Rihanna.
Rihanna.
She ain't gonna say much, but she look good. Whatever. And then, Jay-Z got the brains. He gonna put you on a $1 million plan.
Yeah.
Like to be up by next year. So we need that. You need that at the table.
You also need like an old head.
Oh, that's easy money. That's
Hey, you need Unk.
I need Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah.
I need Queen Latifah. She gonna put me on game two. And then let me get Denzel Washington. Let me get Denzel Washington. With all those comedians and artists right there with Denzel Washington, come on, I'm gonna eat good. And then last but not least.
All right, drop like the weirdest one in the comedy.
On my rotation?
Yeah.
I don't know about, like, define weird, like, because I can get weird for real.
The weirdest one. Like, you just wouldn't think he would fit in the table. But turns out he's in the table. It's like, what the fuck? Who's this guy? Like, but, like, he's invited. You know, we all have that one guy.
The standout friend. The friend is like, friend, yeah. But he's a real one, though. You want him there.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't think of nobody, like, that's, like, super weird that's going to stand out. I know I could think of that one guy y'all put me on, but I don't watch him like that.
You talking about
Lar Farquaad?
Nardwuar.
Nardwuar, yeah, Nardwuar.
That was gonna be
Nardwuar.
Nardwuar
is dope. Nardwuar is dope. I wouldn't say he's weird, but he's dope.
He just did a thing with Kai Cenat.
I guess
he's not weird, but it definitely is different from all the people I named. I'd put Kai in there. Mm-hmm. That's about it. Yeah.
Okay. Honestly, bro, I can't even name like a good few because you really like
name the goats.
You really name like a good like,
and it was spread out, right? Yeah, no cap.
So I can't really name. So I could be like, oh yeah, like my favorites, you know, like family and like my girl and like you guys and like you know like Skrillex if I could, or like I don't know DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled in the mix would be funny as fuck. My
God did.
Honestly, I would like DJ Khaled at the dinner table.
I think he'd
I
make
feel like
laugh,
he'd have a lot of wise words. Like he would probably say the prayer too.
Oh, yeah. For sure, 100%.
He'd be like, "Bring out the whole ocean." Amen.
You the best. You the greatest.
No, he would say something like. Like he would definitely give like the
he'll,
like
he'll definitely say something that's meme related for sure.
Oh yeah. My god!
But yeah.
Only Kevin Durant.
And he would eat that shit up.
I would put Kevin Durant at the table
Kevin
too.
That's a crazy athlete.
Yeah, greatest basketball player, small forward position or power forward position, but that's a topic for a different day.
Yeah. What a.
I got one more. Hold on.
Yeah, we got one last more. One last one. What you got, David Dybul? Oh my God! I still can't believe he's drinking Angry Orchard and G Fuel. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, you don't like the alcohol caffeine content. It's horrible, honestly.
But what's the last question, Brody?
All right. Do you guys have any like Thanksgiving traditions that you guys do?
Black Friday? Black Friday? I honestly don't. I don't know. It's that question is more saved to like Christmas. Yeah. I feel like because like Thanksgiving is really just a day to be big back as fuck.
Yeah, it's a filler holiday. I've been saying that it's a filler holiday. No one respects. I'm not gonna say no one respects it.
It's a fill up holiday.
Yeah, it's. I'm not gonna say no one respects the holiday, but let's be honest. The moment I'm talking, the moment it hits 12 a.m. after Halloween. They're already adding Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas to the radio station rotation.
Yeah.
Forget Thanksgiving's a holiday. They putting up the Christmas ornaments and shit up.
I swear to God, it's every single Thanksgiving. Like, I'm always with, like, my cousins or, like, family. And, like, the day after Thanksgiving, or no, like, everybody's together and we eat, like, Thanksgiving. And, like, we're trying to go out and do something. But the thing is, it's, like, Thanksgiving and everything's closed, so you can't do shit. So you just have to, after Thanksgiving, it's like you can't even do anything. Like after you eat, you just like stay home and rot because everything is fucking closed because it's Thanksgiving. That's the one thing that sucks about the holiday.
If you had to only celebrate one of the two, Thanksgiving or Christmas, once every 5 years, which one would you do? Like one of them you get to celebrate every year, and one of them you get to celebrate every 5 years. Which one would be which?
Thanksgiving.
You like do Thanksgiving every 5 years?
Yeah.
You're taking away the big bag moment of the year, though.
I know, but I mean,
but you could do that for Christmas.
Be honest. You being big bag the same way on Christmas Day as you are on Thanksgiving?
I'm not going to lie.
You eating like that?
I mean, yeah.
No it's way. Kinda, I'm a big Bacchororus Rex. Like, I'm a dinosaur in big bag. Like, you're bugging. The food is different.
No, I make the same rounds on Thanksgiving than I do on Christmas. Three houses.
I'm gonna have to start house hopping with y'all because I'm not eating like that on things in December, y'all boys.
Yeah, like
bro.
the day after Thanksgiving, like I'm gonna have like three plates, bro, sitting at the house.
Do y'all eat all those plates? Y'all be savoring and grabbing from all those houses, or do y'all like eat a good chunk of that?
Last year was my like peak year of fitness, so I was able to intake a lot of food, and I went through my mom's house, my dad's house, and like his mom's house, and I ate a plate like at least through all three houses, like a full plate.
Damn. Well, and Zeus, I know you going wherever the food at, that's good. Mm-hmm. You eating all the plates you said you putting aside?
Honestly, I don't like to keep a lot of food in my fridge because it just gets bad. Mm. But like, plus like the quality of the taste, it doesn't hit the same as like the normal, like the day
fresh
of.
Fresh off that bit.
Correct. So like, I'll keep like a plate, maybe two, the max. But like, I'm not the type of guy to be like, oh, I'm gonna get it. Like, so maybe this time since I live I'm not with my parents anymore. Mm. I'll probably bring a plate home. That's it. Just a plate, bro. That's.
I'm being respectful about it. I've never, more than one plate has never made it to my crib. Last year, I did go to four or five houses, and I had more than one plate at each house, and none of it made it to the house.
Yeah,
I'm gonna add on to my house.
Lindo, I'm gonna add on to that, and never. I feel like there's never been a Thanksgiving experience that I've like eating the food. I'm like, wow. This shit is fucking godly.
What?
No, like, yeah. I've never ate a Thanksgiving meal and it like be like, wow, this is the best thing I've ever had.
Oh, I can't say the same. I cannot say the same.
Yeah. Again, white people don't know how to season their shit.
Oh, brother, get a load of this guy. Jesus.
Yeah, yo, your mom finna get on.
White on white crime right here, guys. Jeez, hey, bro.
My mom and my stepdad, they're vegetarian, so they don't even eat, like, they eat tofurkey. You know what tofurkey is?
I don't even want to know what tofurkey is.
I never heard of tofurkey.
Jesus, bro. It sounds like some type of dance from a third world country. Yeah. Tofurkey? Oh, my God.
It's not a real turkey. Like, we'll eat fake turkey. So, like, give that what you will. All right.
That is the end of the episode.
Thanks for tuning in to the Cooked official podcast. This is the 10th episode, the Thanksgiving special.
Tofurkey.
Big dog.
Tofurkey. Oh, my God. Thank you for tuning in. This is your host, DJ Zeus.
Lindo next door.
And Dibble.
Tofurkey.
Peace out.
Tofurkey.
Stay cooked.
December. Stay cooked, please.
Tofurkey.